Good Erev Shabbos. So as we approach Lag BaOmer, I'd like to share a beautiful thought that I heard recently from Rabbi Jeff Wogelander. We all know the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and that's the reason why we don't say Tachnun and have increased Simcha. But think about it for a minute, though. Something tragic happens. A fire, disease, plague, pogrom, tens, hundreds, maybe thousands die. And when it's finally over, what do? Breathe a sigh of relief. We thank Hashem and try to move on. We begin preparing memorials and Lezecha Nishmas campaigns, and a year later we have a gathering of Hasairis to inspire everyone. But Simcha? Excitement? Enough to warrant no Tachnun? Definitely not. So what exactly was a Simcha of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopping to die? So let's take a look at Rabbi Akiva himself and what we can learn from him. He is what we would call the ultimate optimist. He faced challenge and difficulty and just moved forward. After 24,000 Talmidim died, a travesty of perhaps unmatched proportions, normal human response would be to freeze, stop, curl up in a ball and do nothing, go to base medrash and just learn quietly for the rest of his life. But what did he do? The Gemara says he went to Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim and restarted. Five Talmidim, the continuation of Tyron Am Yisrael, is all because of that. Rabbi Akiva went weiter. He just kept on going forward. And we see this ability of Rabbi Akiva to see past what's in front of him from his conversation with the other Tanaim, who began to cry when they saw a fox emerge from the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash out of sadness of the Churban HaBayis, and Rabbi Akiva laughed, and he explained that that means that Hashem is going to redeem us. We see that the Nevuah of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed came true. That must mean that the Nevuah foretelling the ultimate Geula is going to come true as well. And that's just one of many examples that shows who Rabbi Akiva really was. And who is one of his five Talmidim that he restarted with? That was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. After 13 years of hiding in the cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai emerged, and the Gemara tells us that he had dry, cracked, bleeding skin from sitting in sand for so long and was in incredible pain. And he had all the right in the world to be bitter about his lot, angry, or just simply become a hermit after so long away from civilization. But what did he do? What was the first thing Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did when he left the cave? He went to a city and asked, "How can I help? How can I help you, residents of the city?" And he helped him retire certain areas of the city and a few other things as well. We see that Rashbi too had this midah. What do we learn from here? Keep on going. Move forward. Don't get stuck in the past. You can reflect back on it, but only long enough to give yourself the inspiration to move forward and the wisdom how to do so. But keep on going. And that's one of the lessons of Lag BaOmer and why it's such a great simcha. It teaches us not to get stuck, move forward, and tap into the greatness that we have inside of us. So let's look into ourselves and find what's holding us back from being great, put it down, keep on going, and as the Tanaim told Rabbi Akiva, "Akiva, nichamtanu, you have consoled us. We too should be zecha to the greatest nechama with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashlishi b'mher v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos."